On the show today, we have Futurion's Jim Van Dyke talking about their second annual mobile deposit benchmark report. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Jim Van Dyke from Futurion. How are you, Dan? How are you, Jim?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Good. Hey, we got a... This is one of my all-time favorite financial technology services. It's the mobile deposit, and I'm just like... I was so happy when this first came out a few years ago, and I'm like, yeah. So now you guys have this, you guys have an annual mobile deposit benchmark report, and you've just completed your second one. And so just kind of give us a general consensus of this year's report. What was the overview here? Because I hear it's good news.
It is good news. Yeah, just for quick opening comments about it. So yeah. I'm happy to be talking to you because I personally love the credit union industry. And when I moved from digital commerce, working with merchants, to working with financial services institutions by launching internet banking in 95, it was first working with exclusively credit unions. And I just have a deep appreciation for the mission. So we came out with a study. It was sponsored by MiTech, but as a researcher, I got to entirely design it and field it. So they are independent results. And I did it with a partner called Comrade Agency that I'm working from here in Oakland, and they design mobile apps and mobile experiences. And the purpose of the study was to figure out how financial institutions can improve their, you know, their big goals like channel migration, digital adoption, loyalty, all those things, profitability, customer service, all that through mobile deposit. And what, you know, we really got specific in understanding what it's like to be a member of one institution versus another, mm-hmm. right down at a very detailed level. So we can essentially create a playbook saying, look, if you want to improve adoption or loyalty or usage or delight, here's exactly what you need to do. And what we found, that was a long prelude to answer your question.
It's okay.
The specifically, some things we found is, while mobile deposit usage, you know, there's still a lot of growth left. 40% of the existing users adopted last year. So it's now at that early but mainstream stage. So now is when it's vital for people to get on board. Mm-hmm. And I know from having worked for many, many years ago, a credit union digital core processing and digital, you know, banking provider, how tough it is for credit unions to have to go to their providers and say, hey, I need this feature. One of the things that's really holding credit unions back, frankly, it makes me worry about their adoption versus some of the big banks, is the fact that auto capture isn't there. It isn't offered by the core or the mobile providers mm-hmm. a lot of credit unions rely on.
Right.
And so credit unions need to go to their providers and say, you need to move this up the list. This is going to kill us against, you name it, pretty much everybody, every one of the top banks except for two offer it today. And members, consumers really want it back. And also things like people aren't sure whether or not they'll have to pay a fee, even though all banks wiped out the fees.
Yeah.
I doubt any credit unions ever charged a fee, but all banks wiped it out. So that now the news has to be spread. And people, lastly, really worry a lot about making a mistake or whether or not it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so credit unions really need to work as a team approach, not just through the digital marketing people, but through the branch people and the phone people to get the word out on how to use it and what the experience is going to be like.
Yeah. All they got to do is talk to me because, I mean, I was an early adopter and I love it. I am like all in on this technology, and I just, it's such a game changer for me. For, I mean, again, talking for me, the consumer, the credit union member, or even a bank customer, whatever, what have you, is that this, I mean, if my financial institution doesn't offer it, I'm going to go somewhere where they do offer it because it's such a convenience for me, especially being, you know, a father, a husband, a business person, all that type of stuff. I don't have time to be running back and forth, you know, but boy, to do a remote deposit, you know, it takes, you know, less than 30 seconds. My gosh, it's again, it's such a game changer. And I think there's a lot of other people out there that are in the same boat that, gosh, if I can just save time, not that the branch is a bad thing, but just to make a simple transaction like this, you know what? It's huge, and I can see why it's skyrocketing so much.
You know, it's funny too, me having been in digital my entire career here in Silicon Valley, greater, that it's, I think most people at credit unions or banks would say, hey, we're all in on digital. We're behind it.
Yeah.
And yet then when you look at the detail level that our report focused on through actual mystery shopping and having a digital designer, my partner firm, rate these things. We actually opened up real accounts and combined that with consumer survey research, nationally representative, right? So when we got down to the granular level, while financial digital executives would say, hey, we're all in, they're not really.
Really?
And what I mean by that. So if you look at what I just came up with as a kind of a term this morning and creating my slide deck for this, that is the digital disadvantage.
Hmm.
So if the average consumer of a credit union or bank, they will find that the money doesn't get in their account as quickly if they use mobile deposit as if they walked into a branch or use an ATM.
Hmm.
And they'll have limits that exist that wouldn't apply if they walk into a branch.
Yeah.
And focusing on limits for a moment, I've heard a few people, including some credit union executives, say we have to do that because of fraud. Well, then why is it that a few of the top banks that in our study have the same limits for branches and ATMs for depositing checks as they do via mobile? And when you talk to them, you say, tell me, are you getting a fraud problem? They go, no, we're really not.
Yeah.
It's a credit union issue, not a member fraud issue.
Interesting.
And if it's a fraud issue, you're behind the banks. So with fees, and even the recommendations, you know, I do a lot of work in identity theft and security, and I find that the messages that financial institution leaders sometimes unknowingly send their members or customers, you know, they say, hey, this is really safe. But then you get on the policy level, that's not what they're saying. So for example, why would you say to your member, that paper check you took a picture of and sent to us, hang on to it for 15 days or even 5 days? What an arbitrary point in time. Why not 6.2 days? It just, what it says is that, you know, you don't really believe in it. And somebody in your risk group said, oh, better safe than sorry.
Hmm.
It's one of the worst it's ever invented, I think.
Yeah.
You know, if people to use it, then say, look, tell them when they have, and this is what Cap One and BBVA do really well. Say, here, we're going to send you a message when your deposited check via mobile is as good as cash. And when we send you that message, we don't care what you do with the check, but don't hold on to it because we told you to.
Wow. I mean, that finding astounds me because I think it's all in the messaging. I mean, I keep some of my checks. I mean, after a while you just kind of discard them, but I keep them just for records purposes. Mm-hmm. I think it's a better messaging, I guess. It's like, hey, keep this for your archives or, you know, for your records or whatever, if you want to, not like, you might want to hang on to it just in case. I mean, that's like
actually about our systems.
Oh my goodness. So, I mean, so who was surveyed in this report, in this annual report that you guys do?
So in addition to the mystery shopping accounts that we opened with the 15 financial institutions, and Navy was the one credit union in a bunch, then, and we just simply chose the top 15 multi-channels.
Okay.
And retail depository banks and credit union. So the consumers, it was nationally representative by age and gender. So it was over 1,000 consumers. So they pretty much represent people in all walks of life. And then I looked at the data myself because I'm a definite data hound and just tried to look at, you know, say, what does it tell us about audiences and messages and fears and ambitions and all that?
Gotcha. And so where do we go from here? Is there a saturation point with this service, or where do we go from here?
Well, you know, there certainly will be, and on the saturation point, I'll address one of the...
The gardener's right outside my window. good timing.
By the way, on the saturation point, one of the things I sometimes hear, it's funny, one of the things I love about research as a person just inherently thinks around, you know, I'm always asking, is that true? And I love to find out whether or not people's common beliefs are borne out or disproved by data. One of those we found is that people will say, as though it's like some bedrock of knowledge, young people don't get checks, you know. And so therefore, yeah. if you take that further, then as people age, eventually as people like retire and go out of the economy, well, there won't be any paper checks anyway. And you know what we found is that the quantity of the paper checks people report receiving does not vary by age. It's really fascinating.
Yeah.
So some people say, well, maybe grandmas are sending checks to millennials, who knows?
Yeah.
And as people report the same amount. So there's still room. Checks won't go away from aging by itself, paper checks. There's lots of room to grow. And what credit union leaders really need to do is put their hunches aside, open the study and say, let's compare our own institution to the 15 that were in this report and score themselves. I mean, if people would rather have an outsider do it, I can do that for them. But reality is they could probably do it on their own unless right. they like an outsider, right?
Right.
And then also look at the consumer sentiments, because there's a lot of people, including just like your experience, a lot of people, consumers that did responded to what we call verbatim questions on a survey where there's an other and we force a response. Some of them said things like, I've never heard of this mobile deposit thing until I took your survey.
Wow.
And some of those people belong to credit unions. And they're not all older people or technophobes either.
Wow. Oh my gosh. There are so many surprising findings in this. I mean, gosh. Okay. To wrap up here, Jim, I mean, I'm sure you got a lot on your plate as well. Where can folks go to find out more details on this report? Check it out, because it sounds like there's a lot in there.
There's a lot in there. It just went up today okay. on MyTech's website.
Okay.
So yeah, we're glad that we're talking on the first day we're launching it. I'll have it up on my own website, which is futurion.digital, futurion.digital.
Okay.
But I won't have a chance to get up for a few days. So just go to MyTech's website
okay.
there. It's free. And if you have a question, I know they can get a hold of me and get me on a call. If somebody says we want to have a strategy discussion, we're happy to do that.
Okay.
We just want to support people and be more successful with their members.
Right on. Great message to end on. Jim, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us about this really cool and surprising discoveries that you guys have checked out. So this is very cool stuff. So thanks again for the time. I appreciate it.
Happy to do it, Mike. Anytime.
Anytime.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.